Young Love. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Singer Chris Brown faces felony charges for beating up girlfriend Robyn Rihanna Fenty, known to her fans as Rihanna. Listen to this from the detective's report. Brown and Rihanna had just left a Beverly Hills party in a Lamborghini. This was hours before the Grammy Awards. When Rihanna started looking at the text messages stored on Chris's cell phone and found a message from another woman, she confronted him, at which point, while still driving, he tried to push her out of the car. But she was still wearing her seatbelt, so he was basically slamming her head against the passenger window. Then he started punching her, even bit her ear, all while still driving. Most of us have trouble keeping the car on the road while eating a donut. But not Chris Brown. He was evidently able to drive while attempting murder. Rihanna's mouth was filled with blood, says the affidavit, but she managed to take the keys away and pretended to leave a phone message with her assistant to call the cops, at which point Chris tried to choke her until she almost blacked out while trying to gouge out his eyes. Chris Brown later said he was sorry and saddened by the incident, but the really incredible part is that this girl wants him back. Her lawyer asked the judge not to sign a restraining order. She wants Chris to be allowed to see her. All this is apparently confusing to teenage fans who can't believe two people who make such nice music could be so dysfunctional. Confusing? Really? I think it's time that Chris Brown stopped making music and spent some time facing it. And girls, if Rihanna is going to be your role model, then at least keep your fingernails sharp. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.